Joining us in studio, well, we teased it there on our way out of hour number one, Cheryl Mishu is here from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House in downtown Bangor. Welcome back.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're wonderful. Thanks to you for bringing us some goodies.
Glad I could help.
Some tremendous coffee, which was unexpected, were the cookies. How's that peanut butter cookie, Carrie? You're getting all choked up. Are you emotional about that cookie?
It is really good. I said before we went during the break there that I haven't had a peanut butter cookie in ages. This was a good one to enter back into peanut butter cookie world with.
Yes. And we're here every Wednesday.
And it's gluten-free.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was my no-bake gluten-free
bonus
too?
No.
No, I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
And the coffee is great as well. From Tandem, and
yes,
we've talked about Tandem coffee roasters.
You know what I just noticed for the first time is you have a Tandem sticker here in the studio.
Yes, we do.
Tandem coffee roasters,
yes,
out of Portland. Yeah, they're our primary roaster, and that's what you're drinking right now. It's a single origin Colombian. So they're a small batch roaster, which means that we'll probably have this Colombian for maybe a month or so, and then we'll move on to either another Colombian or a whole another origin of coffee, so... Yeah, that's what you got. It's good.
Well, we talk every day about West Market Square Artisan Coffee House and what you got going there. I always mention grumpy hour, but that's because, yeah, that's me, and I'm an early riser, and I'm grumpy. But it is the best coffee deal around, 7 to 8 a.m. every weekday, $2 for a 16-ounce brewed coffee.
You can't beat that deal.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, we do that Monday through Friday, as you said, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and then this Sunday... if you come in and buy a drink, the first 20 people will get a $1 off coupon.
Ooh.
So come on out and get your coffee before the Super Bowl. I know that that's going on that day too, but Sunday will be open till 3. So yeah.
Fantastic. And then we've talked about now, look, I'm kind of boring. I get my coffee and I go. If I got a little more time, you know, I might get a latte, but the people you've got there, you know, whether it's our friend Amy or whether it's Geneva, you got somebody new there now, I noticed the other day.
Yep, Sarah. Yeah.
Fantastic. But they're trained. They know how to do coffee artwork, coffee magic.
Yes. So latte art. So yes, we take a lot of time in training them, and Tandem is a tremendous partner. Lots of that staff has gone down to Portland and trained in their training facility down there. Tandem comes up and visits with us every few months. They'll even test our brewed coffee for particles and make sure that we're dialing it in where they think it should be. I mean, we always pass with flying colors because the staff is highly trained now. But, they stay in close touch with us. And the art you're talking about is latte art. So everyone's trying to up their game on on that. So maybe one of these days we'll make it down to Portland. They call them latte art. Throwdowns. So they actually have competitions for this stuff. So yeah, it's kind of a thing.
Well,
yeah.
I was telling you, I'm about a month in now to drinking my coffee black. And the key is to do that is to have good coffee. And it has not been, I haven't found it to be a difficult change at all because I actually enjoy the coffee more when it's good coffee like yours, because it tastes that much better. And you can tell.
Yes. And when you also coming back around to the whole training, they're all trained, or we're all trained on what's called dialing it in. So we are always measuring the amount of coffee at what grind, and when it comes to espresso, how long you're pulling it out for, so that you're getting the taste notes that that particular coffee should have. So, for example, if you have Ethiopians, they tend to be a little bit more acidic in a good way, kind of citrusy, generally speaking. You have a Colombian like you guys have, you're probably picking up more chocolate sort of notes. So it's kind of interesting. It's fun. It's a little bit like wine or beer, but it's coffee.
Yeah, it sure is.
So yeah, that's why when you get it, it shouldn't be bitter and it shouldn't be sour. It should just be a nice, smooth cup of coffee, no matter what origin it is.
Yeah. Cheryl's here with us from West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, Broad Street in downtown Bangor. And we mentioned the cookies, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention the terrific food you have, most of it made right there in house, and it's fantastic.
Everything is made by my cook, Cassie, or my baker, and she makes the wraps, overnight oats, all the breads and muffins and cookies. The only thing she doesn't make are our donuts, and those come from Elaine's and Milo. Yeah. So,
and they're, as we often say about Elaine's donuts, they're the ones that you recognize because they're the size of your head.
Right, yeah. Exactly. They're huge. they're heavy. You got to be careful with those little suckers so you don't break them when you put them in the tray. They're so big.
I had a student say to me, I'm from Milo, where they have the big donuts. Yeah. That's what I asked. Where are you from? So I'm from Milo, where we have the big donuts.
Yeah, I'm originally from Milo.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, look, there are a lot of places selling coffee out there, but you've carved out such a great niche for yourself downtown. Why have you been successful? What is it that you guys offer at West Market Square Artisan Coffee House that keeps people like me coming back?
I think it's a lot of what you just covered. And the Bangor Metro has a little obsession article about us, and I thought she covered it perfectly. I posted it on Instagram today in that, you know, it's everything from the feel of the cup in your hand to the smell of the coffee to the seat you're in to the color on the wall, but with a really good quality product in the center of it. And everybody on the team takes that seriously and really to heart. And we want it to just be like a cheers, you know, when you walk in the door, right, Rich? You know, you're barely in the door and we're like,
oh, no, he's back.
No. We're like, Rich, it's Rich. So... and we have so many regulars that really support us, and we just have fun with all of it. So we take the coffee super seriously, but we have fun with it. There's nothing snobby about it. You know, coffee should be about community and coming together and having conversations and doing work. It can be that third place. It's not your house. It's not your office, but it's a place to kind of get away from the house or get away from the office. And I think that's what separates us, that and that attention to detail. And we are a true specialty coffee house. So when you get a latte, it's a 9.5, 10-ounce drink. When you get a cappuccino, it's a 6.5 or 8-ounce drink. It's about that proportion of milk to the shot. Yeah. So.
Well, I've told you this too. Every time we talk to Stephen Tobolowski, he says, oh, I wish I could be there down at the coffee shop with you and Carrie and everybody there. He and his wife had such a great time there.
Yeah, we so enjoyed their visit. I came across that picture recently, and it's hard to believe that was, what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're a great couple. Yeah, they were fun to have.
Yeah, really that was are. A blast. And I want to mention, too, because you're such a part of the downtown community, a lot of events go on there, and one's coming up soon with another Story Slam.
Yeah, so we do Story Slam the first Friday of every month. And in the spring and summer and early fall, that aligns with the art walk that's downtown right. as well. So it starts at 6:30, and always check us out on Facebook or Instagram because we'll post the theme for the event each month. This month it's the, and I'm doing air quotes around fish, the fish that got away. So when it's something like a Story Slam, you can take that literally. It can be a fish story or it could be an opportunity that got away. You know, you can take some liberties with that. So the winning story walks away with a $25 Bowie local card. So we're underwritten by Bangor Savings Bank, and we have an MC, and it's a good time. So if you don't want to get up and tell a story, you can certainly sit back and listen to them. So
very cool. And that's coming up. Next one is a week from Friday.
Yep, Friday, February 7th.
Fantastic. And you get some swag while you're there as well. I got myself a mug several weeks ago, and that I have at school. So I get my coffee and my little Yeti in the morning, but then I like to drink it out of my West Market Square Artisan Coffee House mug. Those are fabulous too.
Yes. Yeah. We got those from, I hope I get this right, W.S. Emerson.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, we've got caps and we've got t-shirts. Trying to think what else we have. But yeah, we've got a little swag in there for you.
We got that great pullover that I like to
wear. Oh, yes, yes. When Rich, all of you, hit his 500th visit.
How much do I like coffee?
He has a great sweatshirt now.
I do indeed. Well, stop in and see everybody down there. West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, Broad Street in downtown Bangor. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Oh, I always enjoyed this visit. Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Well, hope come back next month. We'll do
it
again.
I will. Okay.
Sounds good.